Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you didn't know, next week is National Consumer Protection Week, and it is coordinated by the Federal Trade Commission to encourage consumers to take full advantage of their consumer rights and make better informed decisions. Our next guest, State Agency, stays busy all year representing consumers of the investor-owned utilities in our state. Landon, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us more about your office and what happens there.
So the Office of Regulatory Staff, or the ORS, represents the consumers of our investor-owned utilities in the state. This includes our electric and natural gas utilities, as well as water and wastewater. We represent the consumers of these utilities before the Public Service Commission of South Carolina, and this could be anything from a rate case to even a new transportation carrier. A lot of people would not know that we also help to administer a program that provides equipment to folks that have hearing and speech challenges. And we also have our state energy office.
And so how does the work you do differ from the Public Service Commission?
Anytime a utility is looking to increase a rate or change in rates or a new program, they file with our Public Service Commission, and then the ORS is always a party on that request. And we will investigate and kind of get the facts, and then we will present those through testimony, written or in person through a hearing with the Public Service Commission. It's a legal proceeding, so there are witnesses, and it's a court case, and we have our great staff of lawyers that helps to make sure that we are getting the right information to represent what's best for consumers in the state.
And I'm just going to guess that what has happened over the past few years with SCE&G and Dominion, those types of things, are what keep you busy?
Yes, those have kept us very busy. And since then, we've had a lot of other different cases that have come up. And we've really wanted to focus more on getting information out there and making sure that consumers were informed when public hearings are happening or how they can be involved in the process. It can oftentimes be a little bit daunting. Someone like my mother or my father, if they would want to speak up about their rates being changed, it can be pretty overwhelming. So we're trying to make a very large effort to make it easier for folks. Released a lot of information in a simplified format of here's where you register for this public hearing, here's how you can be involved and make your voice heard, and information on the case as well. Here's just the basic facts.
And now, next week being National Consumer Protection Week, I'm sure you have some events happening.
We do, yes. Yeah. So National Consumer Protection Week is the first full week of March every year. This year, we are working with the South Carolina Department of Consumer Affairs on a joint webinar. On March 1st, we're going to be talking about the regulatory process and how consumers can be involved, what that process looks like when a utility comes in and asks for a rate increase. What are the basics of that? And we're also holding a number of other webinars throughout the week, as well as the Department of Consumer Affairs is holding a number of webinars on consumer protection and scams as well.
And speaking of scams, with so much activity happening over the internet these days, and you know, people at home, I'm sure that these types of things are on the increase. Is there anything in that area that you can share with us that our listeners might need to be aware of?
Yes, as more people are working from home or in different areas that they weren't before, they may encounter scammers, you know, that are either sending an email or calling them on the phone, asking them to do things that they would not normally do. Consumers should be vigilant and make sure that they are safe whenever they're interacting with someone that's calling them or sending them an email. Maybe call back that number first before you give any information so that you can make sure that you protect yourself as a consumer.
Well, Landon, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Landon Masters is with the Office of Regulatory Staff in Columbia. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, which will also have the info you need for the webinars that he mentioned. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.